在几年前呢、啊，我的小儿子，啊，他的身高啊，快要追过我的太太。
A few years ago, I noticed that my younger son's stature was almost that of my wife.
啊，我小儿子就说：“妈妈，你将会是我们家最矮的人。”
My younger son said, "Mom, you're going to be the shortest person in our family."
好，那我的太太回答说：“是啊，但是我还是你的妈妈。”
My wife said, "Yeah, I'll be the shortest one, but I'm still going to be your mother."
啊，的确是这样子哈。无论我们的父母亲、我们的长辈啊，他们年纪多么的老迈，他们多么的退化啊，他们还是我们的父母，还是我们的长辈。
Indeed, it is so. Even though our parents may grow older, they are still our parents and our elders.
那对父母、对长辈的这种尊敬、啊、孝顺、啊、也是圣经里头、啊、一再教导我们的一个很重要的精神。
The Bible also teaches us the spirit of respect and filial piety towards our elders.
啊、所以我们每一年、啊、会有一个敬老会、啊、大家再一次的互相的来提醒。啊、不要忽略了、啊、我们的父母亲，我们周遭的长辈。
Every year we hold this special event to commemorate our elders, and that we should not forget this respect for them.、
啊、我们请看诗篇九十篇。
Let us refer to the book of Psalms, Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇第十节。
Psalm 90 verse 10.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮的可以到八十岁，但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如灰而去。
The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away.
这是摩西所作的诗。
This is a psalm of Moses.
啊，摩西观察他的世代啊，他发现说。人的年岁可以到七十岁，强壮的可以到八十岁。
When Moses surveyed his generation, he noticed that many would go to 70 years old, and if they were stronger, they could reach the age of 80.
啊，我们今天的各种条件都比摩西的时代好很多。
But we know that nowadays there are so many factors that are much better than in the time of Moses.
啊，所以我们今天可以提高十岁。
Today we can live 10 more years.
啊，很多人可以活到八十岁，强壮的，到九十岁，超过九十岁。
Many people can live to the age of 80, and if they're strong, they can live to the age of 90 or more.
那摩西他本人呢、啊、是活到一百二十岁。
Moses lived to be 120 years old.
啊，那其实一百二十岁啊是在创世纪第六章啊神给人定下来的啊，人的年日可以到一百二十岁。
In Genesis chapter 6, God had set the age of mankind to 120.
啊，虽然这里摩西讲到说人的年日啊是充满着许多的劳苦跟愁烦。
Even though here Moses says that this life is filled with labor and sorrow.
啊，但是活在这个世界上只有这一次。
But we only live once in this world.
啊，所以一般来讲啊，大家都想要活得久一点。
Therefore, generally speaking, most of us will want to live longer.
啊，尤其我们基督徒啊，在这个世界上，我们有主耶稣可以依靠，我们有天国的盼望啊。当然，我们也想要活得久一点。
Especially when it comes to Christians, because we have the Lord Jesus Christ and we have the hope of salvation, then we long to live a little longer.
啊，那要活得久一点啊，当然是有啊几个。不同的原因所来造成的。
There are a few reasons that we can live longer.
那我们从圣经里头来看，在信仰的层面，啊，怎么我们如何能够更长寿
？From the Bible, we'll study ways that we can live longer in regards to our faith.
啊，如果我们想要活得久一点的话，啊，是圣经的教导的这个层面，我们也不要忽略了。
In regards to ways to live longer, we should not neglect what the Bible says.
请看以弗所书第六章。
Let's refer to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1.
一节到三节。
Verses 1 through 3.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你们得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth.
十诫的第五诫，就是要应当孝敬父母。
The fifth of the Ten Commandments is to honor our parents.
那这里说这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
It tells us that this is the first commandment that brings with it a promise.
它不是只是说我们必须要这么做，而且它还带着神的祝福跟应许。
Not only are we commanded to do this, but it brings with it a promise and a blessing.
那可见神是多么的看重这一件事情。
This shows us how much God must value this particular commandment.
神不但要我们一定要去做，而且他还加上做了，就给我们应许。
God not only tells us that we must do it, but when we do it, we have received a promise.
除了说这个是诫命之外那从我们的生活当中，也的确我们应该孝顺父母。
Aside from this being a commandment, in our daily lives, we should honor our parents.
因为在人世间父母的爱总是最大的、最深的爱。
The deepest love in the world is that of our parents.
在约翰福音十三章说到主耶稣，他爱门徒，就爱他们到底。
In John chapter 13, it says that the Lord loved his disciples to the end.
那主耶稣就为门徒洗脚。
Then he proceeded to give them foot washing.
当时的门徒他们都很惊讶，主耶稣他怎么这么做
？The disciples were so surprised that he would do so.
所以彼得他就有了一个回应，一个反应。
Peter had a response.
主耶稣的回答说：“你现在不知道，将来。”你就会明白了。
Jesus answered, "What I am doing now, you do not understand, but you will know after this."
这句话就是父母亲的爱。
This phrase shows the love of a parent.
很多时候，父母亲为儿女所做的，儿女是不知道的、不明白的。
Often, what parents do for children are things that children cannot comprehend.
今天很多时候，我们要为一个人做一件事情我必一定先跟他讲清楚，我为什么这么做。
Today, when we do things for someone else, we first explain why we are doing it.
但是我们对我们的儿女我们通常不会去说要讲清楚才做。
However, when it comes to our own children, we don't necessarily explain first before we do it.
我们也不知道这儿女将来长大之后，他会怎么样，他会不会回报我们。
We don't know when our children are grown up, whether they will appreciate this and repay it.
他们在 还不懂事的时候，我们父母亲就已经不断的为儿女在付出。
Before our children even understand, parents are already giving and sacrificing for them.
那所以常常当儿女自己也当了父母亲，他才会真的来明白，哇，我的父母亲当时是那么的辛苦，那么的爱我。
It is only when children themselves become parents that they understand how much their parents labored for them.
我们常常提起约瑟的故事。
We often talk about the story of Joseph.
约瑟的一个很大的优点之一就是他对父亲的尊敬以及顺从孝顺。
One of Joseph's greatest characteristics was his respect and his filial piety towards his father.
他知道爸爸关心哥哥们在外面工作。
He knew that his father was concerned about his brothers working in the fields.
所以他愿意被父亲来差派去看哥哥们好不好。
Therefore, he was willing to be sent by his father to see about his brothers' welfare.
其实对约瑟来讲，这是一个苦差事。
For Joseph, this must have been a toilsome task.
因为他知道哥哥们不喜欢他，甚至是很讨厌他。
He knew that his brothers didn't like him, or to the point of hating him.
那他要刻意的去见这些很讨厌他的人。
Yet he wanted to seek out these people who hated him so.
原因就是 他爱爸爸，他 不要让爸爸为哥哥们、啊、在那边挂立着。
He was willing to do this because he loved his father and he didn't want his father to worry about his brothers.
我们请看列王记上第二章。
Let's refer to 2 Kings.
列王记上第二章。
1 Kings chapter 2.
列王记上二章十九节。
1 Kings chapter 2 verse 9.
十九节
，Verse 19。
于是拔示巴去见所罗门王，要为亚多尼亚提说，王起来迎接，向他下拜，就坐在位上，吩咐人为王母设一座位，他便坐在、啊、王的右边。
Bathsheba therefore went to King Solomon to speak to him for Adonijah, and the king rose up to meet her and bowed down to her and sat down on his throne and had a throne set for the king's mother, so she sat at his right hand.
啊，这个所罗门王坐在王位上。王的位置上
King Solomon sat on the king's throne.
啊，当他知道看见妈妈来找他，啊，这是他的动作。
When his mother came to seek him, this is how he acted.
啊，这时候所罗门王他已经成年，他已经当王。
King Solomon, had already become king at that time.
啊，他有知识，有智慧，有权柄。
He had wisdom and authority.
啊，但是妈妈永远是妈妈。
But his mother would always be his mother.
啊，所以他在众臣仆的面前，啊，他这样子的来迎接他的妈妈。
Therefore, he welcomed his mother in this manner before all the people.
啊，是的，我们的父母亲，他们可能到了某一个阶段，他们在很多方面，他们不再进步了。
It is true that when our parents reach a certain age, they do not continue to improve.
那我们是不断的在各方面在长进着。
Yet we are still growing in different aspects.
啊，但是无论在很多方面，我们是如何的啊超过我们的父母亲，我们对他们的态度还是要一样。
Regardless of how we pass our parents in different aspects, we should have the same attitude towards them.
好，我们请再看诗篇九十一篇。
Let us refer to Psalm 91.
啊，从信仰的层面啊，如何让我们能够长寿，而且活得好
？How we can live long and be well from the perspective of faith.
诗篇九十一篇十四节。
Psalm 91 verse 14.
十四节，神说：“因为他专心爱我，我就搭救他；因为他知道我的名，啊，我要把他安置在高处。”
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name.
十五，他若求告我，我就应允他；他在急难中，我要与他同在；我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him.I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
十六节，我要使他主享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。
16, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
啊，这里又是神的应许，说我要使他主享长寿。
This is a promise from God that He will satisfy him and show him long life.
哦，那神为什么给人这样的祝福？
Why does God give this kind of blessing?
啊，十四节说，因为他专心爱我。
Verse 14, it is because he has set his love upon me.
啊，如果我们要想长寿，啊，我们要专心的来爱神。
If we want to live long, then we need to set our loves towards God.
啊，圣经里头有很多专心爱神的古圣徒。
The Bible tells us of many early believers that loved God wholeheartedly.
啊，他们有很多也是啊，在照着神给人的应许，他们享足长寿。
Many of these early believers, because of God's promise, they were able to live long and be well.
啊，比如说但以理书里头的这个但以理先知。
For example, the prophet Daniel in the book of Daniel.
啊，他历经了啊，巴比伦帝国啊，波斯帝国。
He was working in the time of the kingdoms of Persia.
啊，还有巴比伦。
And Babylon.
啊，那据估计啊，他也应该是活过九十岁以上。
According to some estimates, he must have lived over 90 years.
那我们都知道，丹尼里他是一个专心爱神的人。
We know that Daniel loved God wholeheartedly.
从他少年的时代，他就专心的爱神。
From his youth, he loved God with all his heart.
所以丹尼里书第一章一开始就讲到这个少年的丹尼里，他在巴比伦的王宫里头，他因为他爱神，所以他坚持他的信仰。
In Daniel chapter 1, we see the young Daniel sustaining his faith in his youth.
所以一个爱神的人，神应许他，让他能够长寿。
A person who loves God will receive long life from God.
好，我们再请看《生命记》三十章。
Let us also refer to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30.
生命记三十章十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19.
十九节，我今日呼天唤地，向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live.
神即将照着他的应许，将以色列百姓带进埃及。
According to God's promise, He led the Israelites into the land of Egypt.
神常常把我们前面的道路给我们讲得很清楚。
God spoke clearly about the path He has set before us.
神总是期望着我们能够拣选蒙福，我们拣选生命。
He hopes that we will choose blessing and that we will choose life.
二十节。
Verse 20.
且爱主你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久，也在乎他。这样你就可以在主向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许所赐的地上居住。
Verse 20, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham.Isaac and Jacob to give them.
我已经说过，一般来讲，我们都希望我们的日子是长久的。
Generally speaking, we want to live long.
那神他也知道我们的人性。
God knows our human nature.
那神也愿意来答应我们，应允我们，让我们能够长寿。
God is also willing to grant us this long life.
所以这里同样的提到爱神。听从他的话，依靠他，他成为我们的生命，我们的日子就会长久。
These verses tell us that if we love God and obey Him and cling to Him, make Him our life, then we will have a long life.
所以爱神跟遵守他的教训，这个是连在一起的。
Loving God and keeping His commandments are connected.
一个爱神的人，他就会努力的去遵守神的吩咐。
A person who loves God will endeavor to keep God's commandments.
一个努力遵守神吩咐的人，神就成为他的依靠，神就成为他的生命。
A person who obeys God's commandments, then God will become his life.
人所期望的日子长久，神就赐给他。
If a person wants long life, then God will grant it to him.
那所以主若愿意，我们是目标，这个至少八十，那在神的怜悯之下，我们可以至少，我们也可以到九十。
If God is willing, we will reach the age of 80, and if we are strong, then we can reach the age of 90.
好，那请我们再看《生命记》三十四章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 34.
生命记三十四章第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7.
第七节，摩西死的时候年120岁，眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败。
Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished.
感谢神，我们在座的长辈有很多都是超过80岁，甚至到90岁。
Think how many of the elderly members among us are above age 80 and some of are above age 90.
我也代表所有的弟兄姐妹，恳求神，祝福你们， 能够身体健康、啊、精神愉快。
As a representative of the body of believers, I ask God to give you a good health.
你们的健康，你们的快乐、啊、就是儿孙的福气。
Your health and happiness is the good fortune of your following generations.
那也恳求天父真神也祝福你们、啊、让你们的灵性也更加的健壮。
We also ask our Heavenly Father that you may continue to grow even stronger in your spirituality.
那也非常的、啊、期望我们的父母亲、我们的长辈、啊、能够继续用你们的爱、啊、来关心、来教导、啊、教会里头的、啊、所有的晚辈。
We also ask our parents and elders to use your love and wisdom to teach、the younger generations.
请看诗篇七十一篇。
Let us refer to Psalm 71.
诗篇七十一篇十八节。
Psalm 71, verse 18.
十八节，神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我。等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come.
啊，神让我们能够长寿，啊，神也给我们啊一些的责任。
God gives us a long life, and with that, He gives us some responsibilities.
啊，要将我们的信仰上的体验，将我们信仰上的知识、智慧来传给后代的人。
That is to share our experiences in our faith and lessons to the future generations.
这个时代是一个讲求速度的时代。
This is a very speedy and fast generation.
但是经验、智慧它没有办法速成。
But experience and wisdom cannot be expedited.
那我们各位长辈，你们经过这么多的岁月，你们累积了经验，你们累积了智慧，这个就是儿孙的宝贵的财产，是教会宝贵的财产。
And to our elders, we say that all of the many years where you have accumulated experience and wisdom, this is the great possession of the family and of the church.
所以很期望你们能够将你们的经验、智慧来分享给所有的弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, we ask you to share your experience and wisdom with your fellow brothers and sisters.
你们在信仰的道路上面所累积的这个属灵的恩赐特别是表现在你们的祷告里头。
The spiritual gifts that you have received can be best displayed through your prayer.
所以也恳求你们不断的为教会为这些晚辈来代祷将大家放在你们每天的祷告里头。
We also ask you to keep us in prayer and keep the future generations in your daily prayer.
我们再看以赛亚书四十六章。
Now let's refer to Isaiah chapter 46.
以赛亚书四十六章第三节。
Isaiah 46 verse 3.
第三节。雅各家、以色列家，一切圣仪的，要听我言。你们自从生下就蒙我宝宝，自从出胎就蒙我怀揣。
Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb.
第四节，直到你们年老，我仍这样；直到你们发白，我仍然怀揣。我已造作，也必宝宝；我必怀抱，也必拯救。
Even to your old age, I am he, and even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you.
相信在座的长辈你们比任何人都更能够体会到神的这个美好的应许。
I believe that for the elderly members among us, you have a more intimate experience of these verses.
在过去神与你们同在，现在将来 神都仍然跟你们同在，来看顾保守你们。
God has abided with you in the past, and even now, He is also watching over you and caring for you.
啊，也愿神的灵感动我们所有的儿女啊，跟晚辈啊，能够从人的方面啊来关心照顾你们。
We pray that God's Spirit will move the children and the younger generations to take care of our elders.
啊，让我们都愿意被神差派啊，来关心、来照顾我们所有的长辈。
That we can all be sent to care for our elderly members.
啊，上一次的圣经分享，我刚好是在长青班。
During the last Bible sharing, I was in the senior.Elderly class.
啊，那我也知道今天早上是我正道。
And I knew that I'd be providing the sermon this morning.
啊，所以我是很谦卑的，希望啊那一天的这些长辈啊，能够对教会的这些晚辈啊，如果有任何的指教啊，请他们写下来。
I humbly asked our elderly members to write down any suggestions or recommendations they would have for the younger generations.
啊，结果我所收到的、啊。几乎没有责备，都是勉励，都是祝福。
Only encouragements and blessings rather than rebuke.
好，那所以我现在很快的啊，将他们的勉励啊，跟大家来念一下。
Now I'd like to quickly read some of their encouragements.
啊，从圣经的教导当中啊，我们应该知道，我们最重要的要敬畏神。
From biblical teachings, we know that the most important thing is to revere God.
也要知道在平常的生活当中要尊敬老年人。
We also know that in our daily lives, we should respect the elderly.
人与人之间要常常存着爱心，互相包容，彼此关心。
There must be love and care in our daily interactions.
在家庭里头要照着圣经的教训来过生活。
In the family, we should live according to biblical principles.
那来到教会是一个大家庭，也应该这样子的将家庭的生活扩展到教会来。
When we come to church, it is as if we are in a big family, so we should have the same practices we have at home in church.
那教会就会成为一个很和睦、荣耀神的一个地方。
Then church will become a place that has much harmony and will glorify God.
那这样子。我们的慕道朋友也能够很容易的来看到基督徒的美好，而引导他们来认识主耶稣。
Then our friends who seek the truth will see the good that comes from faith and will come and follow Christ.
那第二位年轻人信主要专心做事一定要认真。
The young Christians who believe need to work diligently and concentrate.
信主要专心。
Oh, they need to be concentrated in their belief in God.
那做事情要认真。
And they should be diligent in their work.
神会保守我们的脚步。
Then God will protect our steps.
神会带领我们平安。
God will guide us into peace.
年轻人一定要有上进的心。才会成功。
The youth must have a heart of pursuing for progress and improvement so they will succeed.
那第三个，在家里要多读经，多祷告。
Another member said that at home we should pray more and read the Bible more.
要将神的教训融入我们的生活里头。
We should integrate God's teachings into our daily life.
那他也提到，在这个慕道班呢、的教导要多一点生活化那这样可以让更多的人来认识信耶稣对生活的帮助。
There should be more life application in the truth-seeking class so that we can see the correlation between faith and daily life.
第四位。
The fourth member said.
年轻人要有一个很单纯信靠主的心。
You should have a very simple heart that is reliant on God.
年轻人都要对人生设下目标跟希望。
The youth should set a goal and have hope.
一定要 脚步很踏实的去努力的付出。
They must be very realistic in their
put their effort
in their efforts.
不论遇到什么困难，无论结果是否符合我们的希望，一定要相信神给我们的是最好的。
Regardless of the difficulties we face or the consequences, we need to believe that what God gives us is the best.
下一章是在人生当中要趁着年幼多多敬畏神 行善传神的道。
Another member said that while we are young, we should take the opportunity to do good and to preach.
读经祷告敬畏神靠主而活就充满着喜乐跟平安。
If we read the Bible and pray and rely on God, then we will have joy and peace.
下一位说要大发热心侍奉主。
The next member said that we should be very fervent in our service towards God.
要以爱来彼此对待。
We should treat each other with love.
神的家需要同心协力趁着有体力有时间要多做主工。
God's house should be united, and while we have this energy, we should work for God.
另一位说智慧胜于勇力。
Another member said that wisdom is greater than strength.
宁可在安静中听智慧人的言语。
It is better to listen to wisdom in quietness.
不听掌管愚昧人的喊声。
Than to listen to the shouts of the foolish.
人生如梦，梦是虚空的。青年人啊，你要美梦成真吗？
Life is a dream, and dreams are vanities. And for the youth, do you want your dreams to come true?
绝不是靠个人就能够成真。
You cannot succeed in turning your dreams into reality just by your own effort.
要靠神，要顺服神，要靠着真正的信仰，不要空谈。
You need to rely on God and submit to God and rely on true faith.
要效法主耶稣，这样才能够成真。
We need to emulate Jesus Christ so that our dreams can come true.
这一章是说他献给大家短短的一句话。
Another member has a very short phrase.
白天有说有笑，晚上睡个好觉。白天充满着喜乐，晚上睡得香好好的睡。
When you are filled with joy during the day, then you will sleep well at night.
另外一张，对年长的长辈要有礼貌。
Be respectful towards the elderly.
敬老尊贤的意识要深植在每一个人的心里。尊敬老年人的这一种观念要在年轻人的心里。
This respect towards the elderly should be in our hearts.
那要有独立自主的思考不要人家讲什么就跟着。
You need to have independent thinking and not just follow whatever people say.
新的一年要立定志向。
In the new year, you need to set a goal.
努力自己分内的功课工作。
And to endeavor in your work and studies.
抽时间多做圣工，胜过于刻意在那边嬉戏玩耍。
Make time to do holy work instead of just doing leisure activities.
那帮助教会来建立一个荣耀神的教会。
Help the church to build a church that glorifies God.
另一位，把握当下无论对神或者对人。
Another member said to seize the opportunity, whether it is towards God or towards man.
然后再来有几个期望
And now there are a few hopes.
说年轻人你为什么一定要受苦才学得一个功课？
for the young, why do you want to suffer to learn a lesson?
为什么一定要这样摔摔跌跌的，最后才学到一个比较容易的方法？
Why do we need to stumble and fall to find an easier method?
人生很宝贵，有平坦的好的道路可以走，为什么一定要摔得很惨，才叫做有精彩的人生？
Life is very precious. Why do we need to take the tougher road to have a varied life?
他的意思是说，要做个顺服的好孩子。
In other words, that we should be good and submissive children.
另外一个提醒是说，你如果希望你的下一代如何对待你，你就现在要做好榜样。
If you want to train the next generation to treat you well, then you must first set a good example.
因为你所做的就是你的下一代的一面镜子。
Because what you do now will become a mirror for the next generation.
另外这个提醒是说，他有时候是会坐在比较后面。
And this encouragement comes from a member who generally sits closer to the back.
他有时候发现说，有些年轻人好像聚会的时候很不专心。
This member noticed that some of the younger believers are not very concentrated during service.
比如说他看到有人不断的在整理自己的头发。
For example, this member notices that there are younger members who are continually fixing their hair.
他不晓得是说那个人为了让自己不打瞌睡，所以才这样子动来动去，是不是这样子？
This member doesn't know if the people fixing their hair is because they're trying not to fall asleep.
如果是这样子的话，你应该在星期五晚上要早一点睡要有充足一点的睡眠。
And if it is because they're trying not to fall asleep, then they should try to sleep earlier on Friday night.
也是一个提醒希望年轻人在教会里头遇到任何人都要问声好，说声哈利路亚。
Another encouragement is that when the young meet anybody in church, to greet them and say hallelujah.
那最后一个是这个感恩。
The last one is Thanksgiving.
劳碌中喜乐是神的恩赐。
It is God's grace to find joy in our toil.
不多思念自己一生的年日因为神应许喜乐以我。
We shouldn't think too much about the days of our life, the length of our days, because God's joy is with me.
所以我们的长辈其实他们不是没有话要讲只是常常我们没有机会给他们讲。
For our elderly members, they have words to say, but we often don't give them opportunity to share those with us.
所以希望我们能够养成一个习惯主动的去跟我们的长辈交谈一下。
So we should try to make a habit of proactively interacting with our elderly members.
或许他们的一两句话就给我们带来无限的帮助造就。
Perhaps one or two of their comments will give us a great help and encouragement.
我们一起唱诗217首。
Let us sing hymn 217.
父母不得而离去，不能生。 君掌上，老者端庄有仁慈，少不殷勤自立家务，老不无成少错误，你人曾经不能也困，男人生绝无愤怒，母亲相爱如同母力，妯娌相爱不嫉妒，寡妇靠神的心祈祷，手术安藏行天路，教会同工彼此相爱，地位人恩做主，长辈传着勤劳工作，不可专权不贪图，领导也
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Now we will have our concluding prayer.
我们特别为我们家里头的父母亲我们的长辈来代祷，求主耶稣继续来施恩带领他们。
Let us pray for the our parents and elderly members at home, so that God will continue to guide and protect them.
也恳求主耶稣能够帮助我们这些所有的儿女晚辈能够照着圣经的教训。好好的来尊敬照顾我们所有的父母亲跟长辈。
We ask the Lord Jesus Christ to also help the children and younger generations to be able to care for and respect our elderly members according to biblical principle.
那我们也为我们伯恩教会来祷告求主耶稣祝福让我们也真的成为一个能够荣耀神充满着喜乐充满着爱的一个大家庭。
Let us also pray for Bowen Park Church so that we may become a joyful church.
好，那我们要接受按手祷告的，我们可以到前面来，我们一起祷告。
Those who would like to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.